Welcome to the Property Profits Podcast. My name is Travis Wells, and I will be your host every single week. It is my job to bring on a specialist in every part of real estate, whether that be retail, big commercial, luxury, flipping, land, you name it. I cannot wait to introduce you to these people because there are masters at their craft out there. At the end of each podcast, my mastermind group will come on and Q&A with these people and ask real-time, real-life questions so that we can all learn. I cannot wait to see you on my podcast.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining the Property Profits Podcast. Sorry, I'm still in my workout attire. If you are watching this on YouTube, Instagram, whatever, I've been in this all day. It has been a busy one. But today I wanted to talk about partnerships. All right. A lot of people, new investors, newbies, or maybe not even newbies. It could be experienced people. It doesn't matter. They want to jump right into a partnership with somebody. I am not opposed to partnerships whatsoever. Although for most of my investing career, I never wanted a partner because I never wanted to split the equity, the rents, anything like that. I don't necessarily think that's the right way to think, but I'm glad I didn't give up any equity in my company starting out. All right, so let's jump into this. So I want to tell you, when you're starting a partnership, you want to get an LLC or, you know, get with your tax person. But let's just say you get an LLC. You want to get an entity. All right, let's use that. You want to get an entity. Let's say it's an LLC. All right, doesn't matter. But if you do want to form LLC, S Corp, whatever your tax person advises, what I like to do is go to LegalZoom. I used to do this myself. It's a lot cheaper. You go to the SOS website, Secretary of State, and do it yourself. However, I've screwed up a few because I've opened a lot of businesses in my life and I decided to start paying people for them. But anyway, LegalZoom's pretty badass. I like to use them. You can make sure your name's available there. You can set up your entity how you want it. It literally takes like 15 minutes. And I think it's like $400 and a $400 filing fee. I think it's around $800 to do. So just so you know the price up front, but I highly recommend if you're going to get in a partnership, get an entity. And whenever you have an entity, for instance, I'm in a partnership, you do an operating agreement, right? So in that operating agreement, and this is before you go buy a house, do any of this stuff. And I've done it both ways. So, you know, being a little hypocrite, but you should do it this way. You form the LLC. When you do that, it shows who's all partners in it, whatever. Okay, cool. It's formed. All right. Then you want to do the operating agreement. You can find an operating agreement online. You can have an attorney draw one up, however you want to do it. But in that operating agreement, it's going to lay out all the guidelines of your partnership, and you can adjust those guidelines as you see fit. All right, there's going to be standard verbiage in there. You know, make sure you're cool with it, make sure your attorney's cool with it. You're going to say what percentage you own, what percentage they own. This is a big thing. The duties, your duties of a partnership are going to be in this agreement. Like, are they coming to the table with the money? You're going to do the work. Is there several of you and you have different things? What's the starting bank account balance? What are your contributions? Things like that. I'm going to give you an example of a partnership that I started last year, and it's a pretty simple one. So I get a lot of 0% interest deals because I do a lot of wholesaling. So I'm on the phone with people a lot. If they want retail price or close and they have no mortgage, I usually try to get a 0% interest deal. Well, I decided that, hey, I can make a fee. And I'm giving you some sauce right here. I was like, man, I can make a fee on these 0% interest deals so I could still pay my team and, you know, make a little assignment fee and take that person on as a partner. So what I did is, you know, I said, hey, this is the entry fee to get into this company, you know, essentially this house for this company. So you give me $15,000 for this particular deal. Give me 15 grand. That's going to be mine. I'm going to pay, you know, for my other company, my wholesale company, and I'm going to pay my employees out of that. I'm going to pay everything I got to. It's going to be an assignment fee that's not going to go into this company. And this is all documented, right? All right, then after that, we split everything 50-50. This house needed $15,000 in work done to it to make it, you know, nice. Actually, it wasn't too bad. It was a nice-ass house. 0% interest, half the rent, just like we talk, was the payment. And we rented it for double. Cool. Or close to double. But anyways, so we had that operating agreement. And I formed the LLC, had the operating agreement. They put the $15,000. That went to the other company. And then we split everything 50-50. I'm actually looking at doing that again. And it's so cool. I'm actually thinking about getting, if that partner wants to, like 10 houses just like that in that same LLC, because it's like 10, that'd be like $10,000 a month in cash flow. And, you know, I don't know, $500,000 in equity. And then there's principal buy down every month if we got to that number. So it's pretty cool. And also, you know, whenever you want to get in a partnership, just remember, and somebody told me this the other day when I was on a, I was interviewing him, and this was really wise. He said, just remember, when you get into a partnership, you've got to make double the revenue because you're splitting it. So every partner you bring on, you got to make double the revenue. So don't bring on equity partners early on. Be very, I mean, if you don't have to, be very strategic. Right. If you are bringing on a partner, they need to bring something to the table that either you don't have, don't want to do, something. It has to add strength to the team, and so much strength that you're willing to give up something for that. For the partner that I brought in, it was two people and they were 50% and I'm 50%. But it's cool because I didn't want to spend the whole rehab when things happen, and I thought they were cool to have the entry fee, and it worked out. You know, I really love that model. And just to clarify that model, it's I find a deal, or my company finds a deal, say it's 0% interest, say we take it down, and they, I get paid $15,000 as an assignment fee. And normally I would just assign it, and I would never get any residual from that again. But in this case, I get to retain ownership, half ownership in it, and split the wholesale fee. So, and it's not really a wholesale fee because they're joining a company, but you know, anyways, I hope this shedded some light on partnerships, because I know a lot of people want to jump right into them. I'm not opposed. I think it's awesome. People grow their net worth, their wealth, their doors, whatever they're looking to do by joining lucrative partnerships. Just make sure they're beneficial to both parties, equally beneficial to both parties. Thank y'all so much for joining tonight. Peace out. Can't wait to see you on the next one.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed what you heard, please refer a friend. It would mean the world to me. And also, if you'd like to learn more about real estate investing, go to www.exclusivehousinginvestors.com. If you're interested in joining the mastermind group, email me at Travis@exclusivehousingtexas.com.